In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Yes, the Declaration of Independence. I want to call it a different name. We need to declare a declaration of dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ. The laws that the United States have made have drifted away from God. We need to make our dependence on the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Where is your dependence? Are you depending upon God? We are free to choose the Lord, no matter who we are or what we're doing. We are free to choose the Lord because He first chose us. Please make a declaration of dependence on the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood that was shed for us. We thank you, Father, that we are completely dependent upon the mercy of God. I pray, God, that we would all know that mercy that flows from Calvary, that we would all know the blood that speaks more clearly than the blood of righteous Abel, that we would know what it means to be free, for if the Son sets you free, you're free indeed. Lord, we need to be dependent on you, dependent in every way, dependent not only in the things of God, but dependent in every way. Make us, give us the grace to be dependent, to be completely dependent on Jesus Christ. I'm re-looking at what I said yesterday because I really didn't give it enough time. And it's from the 14th chapter of Mark, verse 3. "And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, as Jesus sat at dinner, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. There were some that had indignation within themselves and said, 'Why was this waste of ointment made?'" What we do to Jesus is never a waste. This ointment was poured out to Jesus for his funeral, for his burial, and she had extravagant love. We need to praise God. We need to pour out our praises at the feet of Jesus. We need to be like this woman. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. You are the Lord, and we love you, Jesus. Karia Shandorobasia. Oh, Jesus, we adore you and we praise you. We want to waste our praises on Jesus, and it's not a waste. It brings us victory. "For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor." And they murmured against her. Imagine, they murmured against love. That's what they did. They murmured against love. Faith, hope, and love abide these three, but the greatest is love. "And Jesus said, 'Let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has wrought a good work on me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you will do good to them, you can. But me you will not have with you always. And she hath done what she could. She is come aforehand to anoint my body to be buried. Truly I say to you, whosoever and wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also shall have been spoken of a memorial of her." So we hear that love counts. You see, Jesus always turns to love. We remember at the tomb, the first one he appeared to was Mary Magdalene, who loved him much. She had been delivered from seven demons. and she loved him much, and he appeared to her. Love draws Jesus to us. Love draws Jesus to us. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray Jesus. And when they heard it, they were glad, and they promised to give him money, and he sought how he might conveniently betray Jesus. We don't want to betray Jesus. We don't want to betray Jesus. I tell you the story of a lady that woke up on Good Friday morning, I've said it before, and she said to the Lord, I do not want to be like Peter, and I do not want to be the one that says, I don't know you. So she said, let me be a good witness for you today. Little did she know. When she got in the train, this young man was talking about Jesus. It was Good Friday. This is the day that Jesus died for us, and all the people's heads are going down. They're all embarrassed, and the woman is just waiting. And the guy looks at the woman and points to her and says, and what do you say about Jesus? And she screamed out, Jesus Christ is Lord. Now, this is anything. She's such a beautiful woman. She never would raise her voice, but she screamed out, Jesus Christ is Lord. We do not want to betray Jesus. We do not want to be like Judas Iscariot. And for the first day of unleavened bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, where will you have us go to prepare the Passover meal? And he sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, go to the city, and there you shall meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. Never would you find a man bearing the pitcher of water. That was the woman's job. So it was very noticeable who he had to follow. Where is the guest chamber, you are to ask him. For I shall eat the Passover with my disciples, and he will show you a large upper room, furnished and prepared. There make ready for us. And his disciples went forth and came into the city, and found it as he had unto them. And they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he comes with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, one of you that eats with me will betray me. And they began to be sorrowful, and say unto Jesus, one by one, is it I? And others said, is it I? And he answered and said unto them, it is one of the 12 that dips with me in the dish. And the Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better that that man had never been born. And as they began to eat, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them and said, take and eat, this is my body. Oh, then we remember what John says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Oh, yes, as the living God has sent me, and I live because of the Father, those who eat my flesh and drink my blood will live because of me. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank. And he said unto them, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, the new testament, which is shed for many. Truly, truly, I say unto you, I will drink no more of the fruit of the vine until the day that I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Oh, yes. The bread that we bless, St. Paul said, is it not a communion in the body of Christ? The blood that we bless, is it not a communion in the blood of Christ? For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim, make present, the Lord Jesus, until he comes in glory. You make present the Lord Jesus until he comes in glory. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus said unto them, all you shall be offended because of me this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered. And after I am risen, I will go before you to Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although it shall be offended, yet will not I won't offend you. And Jesus said unto him, Truly, truly, I say unto you, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crows twice, you will have denied me three times. But he spake more vehemently, If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any way. Likewise also said they all. And they came to a place which was called Gethsemane, that means the squeezing of the olive. And he said unto his disciples, Sit here while I pray. And he took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be sore amazed and to be very heavy. Oh, yes. The heaviness in that moment was Jesus was drawing to himself all the sins of the world. He started this agony in the garden, all the things that would be sin against the Father, against people. He started to draw it into himself, and it was heavy to the apostles. And he said unto them, My soul is exceedingly sorrow unto death. Stay here and watch. And he went forward a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the cup might pass from him. Not the cup of his death, but the cup of agony that he was experiencing in the garden as he closed the door to the Father and opened the door to sin to break it, to break it. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible with thee. Take away this cup. Which cup? The cup of suffering that he was enduring. Take it away from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what you will. And he came and found them sleeping and said unto Peter, Peter, are you sleeping? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is truly ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy, neither were they giving him any answer. And he came to them a third time, and said unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go, for my betrayer is at hand. And immediately while he was speaking, came Judas, one of the 12, with him a great multitude, with swords and staves, from the chief priests and from the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he was come, he went straight forward to Jesus and said, Master, Master, and he kissed him. And they laid their hands on Jesus and took him. And one of them that stood by drew a sword and smote a servant of the high priest and cut off his ear. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Are you come out against a thief with swords, with staves to take me? I was daily with you in the temple, teaching, and you did not take me, but the scripture must be fulfilled. And they all forsook him and fled. That amazing. They all forsook him and fled. Do not forsake Jesus. Do not forsake Jesus. Be like the woman who threw the perfume over his head. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Worthy are you, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Do not forsake Jesus. And they followed him, a certain young man having a linen cloth cast about his naked body. And the young man laid hold on him, and he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. Many people who explain the scriptures say that this young man that had a linen cloth is Mark himself, the person who wrote the gospel. I believe that's true, but we'll find out on the last day whether it's true or not. And he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked. And they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and elders and the scribes. Now let me just tell you, Jesus had done nothing wrong. The only thing he had done was preach, heal the sick, cast out demons. That's all Jesus had done. And now they led Jesus away to the high priest, and with him were assembled all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes. And Peter followed him afar off, even into a palace of the high priest. And he sat with the servants and warmed himself at the fire. And the chief priests and all the council sought for a witness against Jesus to put him to death, and they found none. And many bore false witnesses against Jesus, but their witnesses did not agree together. And there arose certain that bare false witnesses against him, saying, what do they say? We heard him say, I will destroy this temple that was made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. Of course he was talking about his body, but they didn't get it. But neither so did their witnesses agree together. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, saying, answer, answer, answer. What is it which these witnesses say against thee? But he held his peace and answered nothing. Against the high priest asked him and said unto him, are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Oh, the high priest rent his clothes and said, what further witness do we need? He has already blasphemed. What do you think? And they all condemned him to be guilty of death. Oh, I tell you, those high priests, those religious men, those sad religious men that just counted on religion, they had God in their presence and they denied God. You know, it's the same thing. In the Eucharist, Jesus is totally present, and people have no idea, many people. They do not genuflect. God is in the midst of them, and they do not know that it is God. They do not know that it is God. God, the one who sits at the Father's right hand, is in the tabernacle, the awesome, mighty God. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, what need we further witnesses? We have heard the blasphemy. What do you think? And they all condemned him to a guilt of death. And then some began to spit on him and cover his face, to buffet him and to say unto him, prophesy. And the servants did strike him with the palms of their hands. Poor Jesus. Poor Jesus, you know, never did anything but good. And there they're beating at him, they're spitting at him. There's nothing more disgusting than someone spitting in your face. This is disgusting. This is what they did and what we do when we sin to the Son of Man. And Peter was beneath in the palace, and there came one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, and also you were with Jesus of Nazareth. But Peter denied it, saying, I know not, neither understand I what you say. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And a maid saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, this is one of them. And he denied it again, and a little after they stood by and said again to Peter, surely thou art the one of them, for you are a Galilean, and your speech agrees with them. You know, the Galilean spoke in a certain way. And he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom you speak. My friends, we need to witness to Jesus Christ, who has been raised from the dead. We need to witness to people that do not know him. We need to pray with people that do not know him, and to be gentle with people. We need to tell people of Jesus and about his powerful death and his powerful resurrection. We need to do that. But you know what? So many of us close our mouths. And I want to encourage you to pray that God would send you one person so that you can share the gospel with him or her. And a second time, the cock crew, and Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said to him, "Before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times." And when he thought thereon, he wept. Peter wept. He wept. He was afraid. He was afraid. I understand that. I understand that. How many of us are afraid what people will think of us if we witness to Jesus? And straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered and said unto him, "What do you say?" And the chief priests accused him of many things, but he answered nothing. And Pilate asked him again, saying, "Answer thou nothing? Behold how many things they witness against thee." But Jesus yet answered nothing, so that Pilate marveled. Let me tell you, though he answered nothing, he was drawing into himself the sins of the world that began in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was being crushed like an olive, and he was drawing into himself your sins and my sins, your agony and my agony, your sicknesses and my sicknesses. Open your hands and let them go into the risen Jesus. He took them all on the cross. Open your hands and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Open your hands and let Jesus love you. Open your hands and allow all the misery that you're experiencing to just be transferred into Jesus. He took it all. He took it all. At the feast, he released unto the people one prisoner whomsoever they desired. And this was the name of the prisoner, Barabbas, which lay bound with them that had made insurrection with them and had committed murder in the insurrection. So Barabbas is a murderer. And the multitude cried aloud and desired Barabbas as he had ever done unto them. And Pilate answered them, saying, "Will you that I release to you the king of the Jews?" For he knew that the chief priests had delivered him out of envy. And the chief priests moved the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. The chief priests moved by the people that he should rather release Barabbas unto them. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, "What will you then, shall I say, to do unto Jesus, whom you call the King of the Jews?" And they cried out, "Crucify him." And Pilate said unto them, "Why, what evil hath he done?" And they cried out more exceedingly, "Crucify him." And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when they had scourged him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called the Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head. And they began to salute Jesus, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him on the head with the reed and did spit upon him. And bowing their knees, they worshipped him. This is where the April Fool comes out. Jesus is the April Fool. I will not do April Fool's Day with anybody because Jesus was the April Fool. They clothed him in purple. They put a crown of thorns on him. They hit his head with reeds. They spit in his face. What do we want to do to Jesus today? Lord Jesus, we worship you. We glorify you. We honor you. We praise you. We speak your name in love, that you are the Son of the Eternal Father, that you are wonderful, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. You are wonderful, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We're sorry what we did to you, Lord. Our sins crucified you. We're sorry for what we did to you, but Lord, we come to you saying, we love you. 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 We love Jesus. We love you. Lord, we couldn't be there at the crucifixion, but we want to tell you, if we were there, we would say, we love you. We love you. We love Jesus. We love you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.